We had a chance to hear Moshe Weinberger this past week. He mentioned the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is bothered. Sheinichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Not exactly on the clock. It's not as though Tzeisak Uchavim of Rosh Chodesh Adar comes and suddenly you're automatically infused and filled with joy. Now, the truth is, you could have asked the same question about Bishenichnas of Mima'atim B'Simcha. Maybe the same answer is appropriate. But Bishenichnas of Mima'atim B'Simcha is also a halacha that has various practical applications. There are different things, which is perhaps why it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Bishenichnas of Mima'atim B'Simcha is a halacha comparative. You're mechuyev to throttle back on certain activities that bring joy over the course of the month of Av. But there's no corresponding chiyuv when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes in to suddenly engage in things that will make you happy. So the question presents itself powerfully. So what do you mean? Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Mesimcha. It doesn't mean you're now mechuyuv to do Devarim HaMesamchim, nor does it mean that you will naturally be happy as soon as Adar starts. So we heard of Moshe Weinberger quote that Sfas Emes suggests that Mishenichnas Adar perhaps means not when Adar enters on the calendar, but when Adar enters us. Mishenichnas, like they say about the Kli Yakar and others, suggests that V'shachanti B'socham V'osuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. So he points out that the Bisocham, not Bisocho, Bisocham. Not Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not saying he will dwell inside the Mishkan. It says he will dwell inside of us. Well, Kribb said among us, or it means within us. So Mishenichnas Adar Mar B'Simcha Sfasama suggests means when you let Adar, we let Adar into ourselves, when we allow the themes of Adar to penetrate, so then that will naturally lead to Ribu Simcha. The question is, what are the themes of Adar? We heard one approach from Moshe Weinberger, so I would suggest maybe one or two others as well. Looking at the word Adar, Aleph Dalet Resh. So we are familiar with that Shoresh in Hebrew. Adirim, Ne'adari, to be Adir, Adir B'Amaram Hashem, is to be glorious. Exactly. Right? To be glorious, to wear an aderes. Aderes is a cloak. It appears once, referenced once in Chumash, and appears numerous times over the course of Nevi'im. An aderes is a type of garment, and it seems in context typically that it's a garment of adirim, that it's some sort of aristocratic clothing. It's a mark of distinction. So it could be, the Mishenichnas Adar means to allow that sense of adirus in, a sense of pride, feeling glorious for striving avos Hashem, recognizing the aristocracy of Torah, of avoda, of she'ifa, to kirvas elokim, to take pride in wanting to be an avod Hashem, to take pride in succeeding as being an avod Hashem. Not just I do because I have to, but to do it with that sense of Azaz de Kedusha, so that's a very powerful key to Simcha. We saw earlier in the year, one of the very few times, Simcha is one of the terms, one of the concepts that appears very rarely over the course of Mesilas Yesharim. It appears in the Hakdama. It talks about Avoda, using different terminology. It talks about, it talks about Avoda Me'ava. In the end of the Hakdama, it talks about Ava. And he says that one of the hallmarks of not just doing what you need to do because you need to do it, but doing it out of a sense of emotional relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing a sense of caring, is going to be, you're going to do it v'yismach bam. You'll find simcha in what you're doing when it's a labor of love. That to feel, to take pride in being Eved Hashem, to take pride in being someone who strives to be Ben Torah, so Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. And then I was thinking, that is the most common use of the Shoresh Aleph Dalet Resh in Tanakh, but that's Hebrew. And the names of the months, Gemara points out, are all from Bavel. You find them in Tanakh only during and following the period of Galus Bavel. And the Gemara points out, they're not Hebrew names. They're Bavli names, which were adopted while they were in Bavel, and Shmos HaChadashim Olumi Bavel, they brought them with them. Ramban actually in Bo talks about this. They kept them as a reminder, as a relic of having been in Bavel. As a reminder of the fact we were in Bavel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goel us from Bavel. Ramban writes in Parshas Bo that much as for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, the focus of the way the calendar was phrased was maintain the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just from the Ramban, it appears that that mitzvah of Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chadshei Hashanah is to make a zecher to the most recent geula in the way the calendar is presented. So for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, the most recent geula was Geulas Mitzrayim. So Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShteimasar, counting from Chodesh Nisan, a reminder of Geulas Mitzrayim. After Galus Bavel, you have the new names are reminders of Geulas Bavel. So then the question is, okay, so then we should be looking to Aramaic, not to Hebrew. So you look at the Concordantia, which is an alphabetized list of every single word in Tanakh. So you look for Aleph, Dalet, Resh, it appears once as an Aramaic word in the second parak of Daniel, one of the very famous prakim, the vision of the dream that Nebuchadnezzar has of the statue made of different parts, of different materials. Now, in the course of that, he mentions Idre Kayet, an Idar, Aleph, Dalet, Resh, an Idar in the Aramaic of Tanakh is a threshing floor. A Gorin. What's the significance of that? What's a threshing floor? So threshing, Disha, the fifth of the Lamentas Malachas, is when you already have harvested your grain and it's already been brought in and you have all the valuable kernels of grain, but they're mixed in with the chaff. They're mixed in with a lot of garbage, with stalks and with the chaff that wraps around that encases the kernels of grain, which are unusable. And what you do in a goren is you bring in the kernels mixed with chaff. By the time you're done processing things in a goren, you have a neat, clean pile of usable grain with all the chaff filtered out. Gemara uses a goren in Maseches Tamid. I think we discussed this many months ago, last spring. The Gemara in Maseches Tamid uses the Goren as a metaphor for Nightseer. The Gemara says that learning Torah is always valuable, but if a Jew learns Torah at night, it sounds like part of the significance of learning at night in particular is that typically that's when everything's a little quieter and there are hopefully fewer distractions and you're able to focus. Maybe it's also the fact that it's the end of the day, you learned earlier in the day and now you come back to things at night, to Chazer, and to look with a fresh pair of eyes. The Gemara says that learning Torah is always valuable, but Gorna Shel Torah is Balayla. The Goren of learning. Excuse me, I don't remember if that's a Gemara in Talmud, but it's a Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. Rambam says that the Gorna Shel Torah is Balayla. What does that mean? That the threshing floor of Torah is at night? It means that you learn at night with clarity, and maybe also that you review it at night, with focus, that's a chance to thresh. To not only be involved in Talmud Torah, but to be able to concretize what exactly you have and sort of filter out what was correct and what was incorrect and to come out with a neat, clean, stacked, dense pile of here's what I know and here's what I learned. And that's what a Goren is. When you think about a Goren, an Idar, in the sense of Chodesh Adar, the truth is, well, we'll talk about this Mitzvah Shem and Adar Shein a little more. We'll have a chance perhaps to work on Megillas Esther together. Megillas Esther is a Goren. Megillas Esther is a Goren in the following sense. With Megillas Esther, once you look at Megillas Esther with adult mature eyes, you know, and you start noticing the details that perhaps we tend to ignore when we're younger, like names and dates, you notice that Megillas Esther actually happens over what span of time?
In history?
How long?
Oh.
Days, weeks, months,
years.
Centuries, years, right? Around it, approximately a decade. From the beginning to the end is approximately a decade. Now, when you read the Megillah, it just sounds like, no, this happened, that happened, this happened, that happened, and everything is lined up. But the truth is, that's not at all, that's the sense the Megillah gives you, bedavka. Because the Megillah is picking out, from over the course of around a decade of news stories, the 5 or 6 or 7 episodes that together, if you look at this, if you gray out all the rest, and all of a sudden these 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 are in sharp relief, all of a sudden you see a pattern. Refu called Nilamaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts Esther into place, and this one's in place, and then Haman, and all of a sudden, there's a symphony of events that Kadosh Baruch Hu is conducting. But the godless of Megillas Esther is if you were alive at the time, you wouldn't have known the story on your own. There were 10,000 news stories over the course of a decade. Lots of stuff was happening. We wouldn't necessarily on our own have picked out that pattern. There were loads of things happening. What Mordechai and Esther are doing for us in writing the Megillah is they're making a gorem. They're picking out, they're blowing away the chaff, they're downgrading the noise and the static. They're highlighting a couple of stories that at the time, if you were living through them, didn't seem connected. But all of a sudden, everything else is put on the back burner. You just see this story, this episode, and that episode, a couple years later, this happened, a couple years later, that happened. So all of a sudden, like, wow, Shkacha Pratis, Nisim Nistarim, in ways that we wouldn't have noticed on our own. But that's a Gorin. That's blowing away all the chaff and taking out all of the noise and the static and noticing the pattern that's there. There's one type of Goren, is being able to pick out the key points to be able to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fingerprints in our lives, in the lives of Klal Yisrael and our own personal lives. And the other type of Goren is Goren HaShel Torah, is to be able to concretize, look at ourselves, and to figure out like what's really important. In learning, okay, to figure out what's MS and what's not. And in life decisions, to be able to figure out what's... What are the really important things? And to clarify for ourselves, to clarify and to concretize how have I grown, and to clarify for ourselves what's really important and what's not, and what's an ikar and what's a tafel, and so on and so forth. And and I would suggest that perhaps is the Omer Kapshat and the Sfas Emes. B'shenichnas Adar, Marbin B'simcha, perhaps it's a sense of bringing a sense of pride into ourselves, allowing a sense of pride in will certainly bring a ribui simcha, and allowing that sense of idar, of the Aramaic sense of Aleph Dal Reish, allowing that sense of goren into us. Both goren in terms of the way in which we can pick out Yad Hashem, and goren in terms of the way in which we look at ourselves and what's important to us in our avodah. That's very, very powerful stuff. And that taka can be marbin b'simcha.